Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. The U.S. House has approved a budget outline for President Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief plan. The budget plan allows Democrats to pass the package with a simple 51-vote majority in the Senate. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is declining to take action against a far-right Congresswoman, Marjorie Taylor Greene. McCarthy says the Georgia lawmaker is sorry about her past comments endorsing conspiracy theories, racism, and violence. But NPR's Kelsey Snell reports that he's condemning Democrats for trying to take away Greene's committee assignments.
Kevin McCarthy, who is the Republican leader in the House, put out a statement saying that Greene has recognized that members of Congress have a responsibility to hold themselves to a higher standard than how she presented herself as a private citizen. And he says he offered Democrats a chance to address their concerns, you know, that didn't go as far as stripping her of those committee assignments. And then he went on to say that he called it a power grab by Democrats. What he's essentially trying to do is reframe this away from being a referendum on where Republicans are on QAnon.
NPR's Kelsey Snell, meanwhile, House Democrats plan to vote today to strip Greene of her positions on the Education and Budget Committees. By secret ballot last night, Republicans voted to let Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney keep her post as Republican conference chair, the third-ranking GOP position in the House. The vote was 145-61. Cheney is under fire for voting to impeach Donald Trump. And Wisconsin prosecutors say they're seeking to rearrest Kyle Rittenhouse, the gunman who killed two people during a protest against police violence last summer in Kenosha. Details from Chuck Hornbach of member station WUWM in Milwaukee.
Rittenhouse is out of custody on $2 million bond while awaiting trial. He faces homicide charges for shooting two men in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who were protesting a police officer severely wounding a black man, Jacob Blake. Rittenhouse is claiming self-defense. Prosecutors have filed a motion saying Rittenhouse has failed to timely notify a court that he's changed his address. They're seeking to increase the teenager's bail and to be issued a warrant for Rittenhouse's arrest. The teen's lawyer objects to the motion and says his client has moved to a safe house due to receiving death threats since the Kenosha shootings. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
In Washington State, federal authorities have arrested another member of the Proud Boys for participating in last month's insurrection. 30-year-old Ethan Nordine is a self-described sergeant of arms of the far-right group's Seattle chapter. The charges he faces include impeding an official proceeding. Nordine is among at least eight Proud Boy members charged in connection with the January 6th riot against the U.S. Capitol. This is NPR News. The Chicago Public School District and its teachers are still trying to iron out a deal on reopening classrooms. Negotiations stretched into the night as teachers considered calling a strike. Chicago teachers say the district's safety plan does not go far enough to protect them from COVID-19. Overdose deaths have surged to record levels during the pandemic. NPR's Brian Mann reports that the Biden administration is building a team to tackle the addiction crisis.
The White House team includes veteran drug policy experts as well as people who are themselves in recovery from addiction. In a statement, the acting head of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, Regina LaBelle, describes mounting rates of overdose deaths and untreated addiction as major challenges. She says the administration will focus on racial equity in drug policy and on expanding access to science-based care, including medications used to treat opioid addiction. Researchers say more than 220 Americans are dying from overdoses every day. President Biden still hasn't nominated a permanent head of his drug policy office or a person to head the Food and Drug Administration. Those officials will face Senate confirmation. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi and members of her party have been formally charged with illegally importing walkie-talkies. The defendants were arrested in a military coup Monday when their party was to begin its second term. They now face up to 3 years in prison. Myanmar's new military government has blocked access to Facebook amid nightly civil disobedience in the capital city, Rangoon. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.